Welcome to Maker Conversations. I'm your host, Tiff Marchand, and today on the show, we have Matt from The Wooden Mustache. Matt is another Massachusetts maker. He's off in Framingham, and he's a really cool dude who I actually met on Clubhouse. So that's where we got to talk in, and he's just a really fun person to sit down with and get to know. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you again for listening. I hope you enjoyed Christy's episode last week. And I've got some really cool guests coming up soon. Stay to the end of the show and you'll hear who I'm excited to interview this week. All right, guys. Thank you and enjoy. Absolutely. Welcome to the show. I had a co-host all lined up for us and their kid got sick. So it's sad.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. There's something going around. My wife's just getting over it.
Yeah.
I fingers crossed, have not... got whatever she had.
Yeah, yeah. I had Sam from Woolly Petals as the co-host tonight. I thought that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, I thought it would be entertaining.
Yeah, Sam's awesome.
I was just stalking you. I was like, let me do a quick stalk because I met you on Clubhouse, not on Instagram, you know? So yes. I think
you're probably right.
Right?
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because like sometimes you follow people because you come upon them, either you become friends with them or you like what they're doing. But now there's like this whole other level of Clubhouse where you just meet random people who come in there and, you know, end up having these cool friendships with different people. And like, especially because of all of us in the East Coast here, it's actually nice to be able to go, hey, you want to go to dinner? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's that extra fun thing. So, that's really cool. But I saw that you had started in October of 2020 on Instagram.
That's when I stopped sharing on my like personal like Instagram and like my personal Facebook and stuff. And, just cause it was like, no one cares about this. Like my family could give two flying, you know, So I followed a bunch of YouTube woodworkers, Instagram. I wasn't really big on Instagram.
Okay, like, more YouTube for you.
Yeah, and I always told myself, I was like, I don't have the skill to like give anyone anything. Like I'm learning, I'm learning by watching people.
Right,
you know, like that was. That was kind of who I was and stuff. And I watched April Wilkerson just like go from nothing to, you know, where she was 4 years ago.
Even, yeah.
You know, and it was just crazy how, you know, she documented most of the process and, you know, like she'll openly admit like, I've never done this before. So, you know, it could go great or, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
And I mean, that goes hand in hand with everyone's journey, I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. like you got to challenge yourself and kind of like do something new and, you know, see
It'll
how
break
it goes.
You if you don't, at least me, I was broken as we all know. I'm on my healing process now.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So April kind of got you into this and then like kind of brought you into this world, like from viewing her.
Well,
and is there other people that you watched too that kind of inspired you?
No, I used to watch Matthias Wendell. I'd obviously watch The Wood Whisperer. What's the Woodworking for Mere Mortals? Steve Ramsey.
I don't know them, but I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
Oh yeah, my
but
YouTube
I like hearing
consumption.
What you're into. Yeah,
my YouTube consumption is like next to nothing these days, but
yeah.
There was I don't want to say the wrong country, but it was somewhere in Europe. MTM Wood, and he made these crazy like end grain like cutting board and like crazy patterns, you know, like
got you
the cubes with
I know who you're talking about. Yes, I've seen this
very like
crazy patterns.
And his YouTube video had zero audio or zero like talking or anything. Like it was literally just
all
like
visuals.
visual and showing the process and, you know, the cuts and whatnot. And I thought that was so cool at the time. And like, I bought a table saw like shortly after I bought the house in 2012 and stuff. But, you know, like at that point, I was scared of that thing. I was like, that kicked back on me, you know, like early on. And I was like, okay, you know, you gotta respect mm-hmm. it. And, you know, it took some time and stuff and got into it and whatnot. And I had a friend that was living with me back in like 2013, 14. And he's super handy. Like, he makes the joke. My father used to come and borrow my tools when I was 16, you know, like
mm-hmm. one of those like, guys.
That's like... super handy, can like look at something and be like that. Just like,
I love very, that people have that skill.
Very great person to have around. So he was living with me at the time, and he had his big toolbox on one side. I had my toolbox on the other side, and, you know, like kind of just like started insulating the garage and making it into a more workshop. And like, we built this simple bench behind me. That's just two by fours and a piece of hardboard on top. And, you know, it's just very simple. It's still holding up. It needs to be replaced though. But I mean, it was awesome to kind of like work with him and stuff. We redid the windows and doors. We put bluestone patio down. We built a 10 by 12 foot shed. We started the siding on my house. I haven't finished the siding though.
How long ago did you move out?
He moved out in 2016.
It's time to finish the siding. That was for your wife. I'm just helping her out.
Yes, it is. I'm at like 90%. It's that last 10%. It's just like,
I get it. Know. There's like some molding I have to do, or just like some very basic trim in my bathroom. I remodeled mm-hmm. a year ago. I just got to trim it out just a tiny bit. And I look at it every day. And whenever I go out, what do I forget to get? A couple pieces of trim.
Yep.
I got to like make it a project day. Just, you're going to do this today.
I redid our main bathroom. We have like a half bath in our master also. And I never put the molding down on the baseboard or even trimmed out the window. I just said like,
you got it to a point of finish and then left it. Yeah.
Well, I was just like, Jackie and I are the only people that see this bathroom. So it doesn't, you know, whatever.
But it's getting to you now.
It will eventually. Yeah, no, you know what will probably happen? We'll like see a crazy deal on a house somewhere and I will have to finish it like immediately.
Yeah.
And like that putting it off, it just like bit me in the ass.
Is that something you guys are trying to do? Like move somewhere else right now? Or must be kind of in thoughts?
I mean, we've had the conversation. We keep going back and forth. I would love a different area. You know, like I've asked her, like, what if we like built a shop on the property? You know,
yeah.
And she wasn't really for that. So, I mean, I'm stuck in a one car garage right now. And,
same, my friend. Not a lot of room in those.
There isn't. I can make it work though. But in order, you know, I would love a CNC. I would absolutely love to be able to make stuff on a CNC, but in this little space, not. Maybe a tiny one.
I have my Onefinity in a one car garage, but you have something really big behind you. Is that dust collection right there?
Oh, the dust collection is actually up above.
So what's on the bottom?
There's a lathe.
Okay, that's a lathe I'm looking at. Okay.
Yeah, the gray piece is that's like a 24.
Got you. So that takes up a good footprint right there.
Yeah, and I'm actually probably going to I'm probably going to get rid of that. I don't like the. I really want to get into turning, but. I want a smaller lathe. I don't need a lathe that big.
Just like pens and stuff.
Yeah, maybe some small bowls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy. I mean, that's probably.
That takes up the room of a CNC almost.
It literally does. It would come out a little bit further, you know.
We found your space. Look at that.
Yeah.
They are game changers. It took me, I think, 2 years of, I was hand router carving for about 2 years. And then my back and my neck and everything were just killing me. And my dad forced me to buy a CNC. So I ended up getting the X carve. He's like, you have to. He's like, you're literally breaking yourself. He saw how bad I was hurting. And like, I had the twins that they were super young. They were only, you know, one and two at that point. So like, I was constantly holding my babies. So like, having that plus the routering, my body was done. So like, it was a forced situation for me because I was all like, hashtag no CNC, you know, thinking you're such a badass. It's like that thing where you're, you know, the debate of scrollers going to a laser. It was definitely me doing like the hand router carvings and then going like, I'm going to get a CNC. I'm such a sellout. But like, I don't fucking regret it. Like, it is the best thing I've ever gotten. And now upgrading to the Onefinity, like, is the best.
Yeah.
I hated the X carve. It was too complicated for me. I didn't want to adjust belts and things like that. I want zero maintenance.
That's probably what I'll end up going with is a Onefinity. Yeah. I've had so many people that that are like, you know, in passing, just, oh, you need a CNC, oh, you want to buy blah blah blah, and I'm like, what is that? And you know, it's not Onefinity because they're selling that, buying a Onefinity.
It's a good machine.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So you were sharing on your personal pages. You decided to go with, you know, public, just making your own account, a business account. The mustache is something that you've kind of always had throughout your life, right?
So there's a backstory with the mustache.
You made a name for this account.
So my wife hates the mustache, by the way. I'm going to throw that out there. She absolutely hates it. So my father has had a handlebar mustache as my entire life. So I'm 39 and never known my father without that mustache. My uncle started growing the same mustache in like the mid 90s.
Okay.
So like they both have pretty good mustaches and stuff. So it's kind of like in the family and stuff. And for the longest time in my like late 20s, I would grow the mustache in from like August and then shave it off in like December or January or something. So it was like seasonal, you know.
I got you. It's mustache time.
Right. Well, it was just kind of like getting that Movember, like the full Movember out. And so when I met my wife, well, prior to meeting my wife, a mutual friend of ours, they worked together at a lab, and he was like, you know, like if you're looking to date someone, you know, like I can hook you up with a friend of mine and stuff. And he kind of teed me up and stuff, and she called me like out of the blue and stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, let me back up.
You drifted on us a bit.
I did. So he was showing her my Facebook profile, and the first picture that pops up is me with a mustache. And the first thing she says is, he doesn't have that all the time, does he? And he goes, no, he just has it for a little bit. Like, what month is it? No, he doesn't have a mustache right now. So she, you know, move forward. I finally like asked her, like, can I grow the mustache, you know? And it was always seasonal and stuff. And then when COVID happened, I was just like, maybe I should just like go for it and think of something like with a mustache theme or something, and just ride
Ride the mustache wave.
Ride the mustache. So I ended up asking her for an idea, and she actually came up with the mustache, the wooden mustache, and said, go with it. Like, let's do it. Package it up and ship it. So
that's so cute. That's how you know she loves you. She's gotten over it. Even though she doesn't like it, she's gotten over it.
Yeah, maybe one night she'll just like scissor half of it off. Oops.
Looks like you have to shave it now.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun shaving. It's fun shaving the mustache, because like when I would grow it during the like short 4 months time, it would literally just be like the ends. Like the ends were like the curl and everything. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't, I could literally just shave the middle part of my upper lip.
Please don't.
And I'd still have the mustache. Oh, I have pictures.
I'm sure. Everybody who enjoys playing with their facial hair does have photos. My husband, we were shaving him for like wedding something, like his facial hair. And he did it, of course, like he shaved off his, he had a full beard. So, you know, it goes from beard to goatee to mustache to all the goodies.
Yeah, I did. I shaved mine down to like a little tiny, you know, I don't want to say that word.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yes, yes. But I left the outside so that I could recurl it. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little tiny mini mustache. Aww. Just under my nostrils.
Gross.
Oh, it got weird. Yeah. It got weird.
Tends to do that.
Yeah.
Well, like you started focusing on your shop more and stuff as like your community grew and you started to know people. How did that happen for you? Like, was it natural? It was like a good progression to that.
I feel like when I got more active on Instagram and like following more people and, you know, like engaging with people and stuff, I instantly wanted everything that everyone else had, you know. And I was just like, just like dollar signs going through my head and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was good at the time because I was just like, okay, you know, like I'm just gonna like buy a tool if I need it, you know, like if I need a track saw, like I'll buy a track saw. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but I'm not just gonna buy a track saw just to be like, got a track saw, you know.
Yeah, right. Like, I do kind of want a track saw though. Everyone's making them look so good.
Oh man, my I struggled. I ripped plywood sheets, 4x8 plywood sheets down on my little Bosch crafts contractor, my like rolling Bosch mm-hmm. contractor saw, table saw that I had, and I ripped tons of plywood through that thing, and it kept up for what it was. Like I made it work. And once I got a track saw, I was just like, oh, this is so much easier. Cause like I have about 22 ish feet, I think, from front to back.
Oh,
in
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So to maneuver, cause you know, I want the saw dead middle so that mm-hmm. I can get it. Cause it's
so all the wood. Yeah, exactly.
So that, you know, but I do have some of the rolling. Some of the little roller stands that I can put on the infeed and outfeed, so I can get support and stuff, and I could do that like by myself, because 99% of the time I'm in my shop by myself. You know, it's pretty rare.
I mean, for, same, yeah.
For yeah, I don't, and you know, like no friends really like live close. Like my friend Mike that lived here before, he lives like 45 minutes away now. Like you can't, we can't just bad? Like go. Oh, it's too far. It's too far. I want to just push a button and be like transport
me
to.
That's COVID
like...
talking to all of us. Before COVID, 45 minutes is nothing. That's my commute to work. You know, like that was my minimum commute to work. It used to be an hour. So like for me, I'd be like, oh, sure, you're 45 minutes away. Sure, no problem. Be right there, you know? But after COVID, everyone's home all the time. So like that kind of a drive seems like.
I gotta take a day out of
a day. Oh man.
I feel like COVID kind of ruined it for me, because like I used to always kind of be like, oh, let's go to so-and-so's, you know, go out to eat. Like, if anything, not going out to eat as much. Oh my gosh, what a money saver. for my wife and I. Like, sometimes it stinks cooking for two people, you know. It's so, and I'm lazy. Like, I don't wanna. But I mean, I don't want to go anywhere ever. The older I get, I'm just like, I'll just be here. Like, when's the last time I left the house? You know,
well, that's why I did that reel of this is why I don't leave the house, and just showed all my tools. Because it's true, though, because we have everything at home that we want to play with. So it's like that free time that you have, you don't want it to be commuting somewhere or at a store. You know what I mean? You want that time to be in your shop doing what you love. At least I know I do.
Yeah, I definitely do. No, in the past, like 2 weeks, we've just gone through, like, our house has had so many different things going through it and stuff with new appliances. Like, we upgraded our fridge and dishwasher. Our dishwasher was shot, so we needed to replace
that. Yeah, you just told me, all your appliances.
Yeah, so we had, you know, still all the Halloween stuff up, and we have to go to the storage unit to get the Christmas stuff. Like, it's just been a fiasco. And the oven had to go there, running around for the past few days. Not enough hours in the day anymore. You know?
You're lucky you don't have kids.
Oh, they my had gosh. A
whole nother level.
I don't know if I'd be here if I had kids.
It's tough, bro. It's tough. What's your plans with the wooden mustache? I'm curious.
So I don't have any crazy plans for it right now. I definitely want to, I'm kind of just getting used to posting regularly. I was doing good at it when I first joined, I think. And then I kind of tailed off, and then I got back on it, and I've gone in like waves of just like, I'm going to be really active. I'm going to do this. And then I'm just like, oh, then make another reel. Like, it burns me out sometimes just doing all of the things and working my job.
Right. Like, cause you mean you work in IT, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I work on ServiceNow specifically is my expertise right now in our group. So I'm thankful that I don't work at my other job. I had worked there for 8 or 9 years, and I was pushing 90-100 hour weeks sometimes, and that was for salary. That was not any advantage to me. No overtime.
Nope.
No nothing.
Nope, not my kind of deal either.
I had to draw a line in the sand with my colleague. I was like, dude, we gotta come in, do our job, and leave after 8 hours. And when stuff's not happening and things aren't getting done, then management's going to be like, oh, what's going on? You know, like, if we're doing the job, there's no reason to hire someone else.
Right, exactly.
So yep. we got to work together. And we eventually got some extra hands and stuff. But by that point I was done. You know, I had no vertical progression in my career there at all. And I was there for 9 years. I was just like, it's all in who you know, I guess.
I get that, dude. 16 years in for me of no progression. I mean, a little bit, and then it just stopped.
Yep.
So, yep.
It's I tough. Get
it. Well, I was curious, yeah, because like I was watching your post, and I was like, I don't know if he makes stuff to sell, because I don't think you do. I'll let you do.
I've had a few friends ask me, you know, that I know, just, hey, could you make a desk? Could you make, I made a desk for a friend of mine last year. The couple of wedding signs that I've made have been like secret. Those have just kind of been like a wedding gift, you know, yep. Kind of like a congratulations thing. And, I would like to set a goal for myself next year to try to sell like $10,000 worth of something.
Sweet. What do you want to make?
You know, so I'm going to do kind of formal, start off with like formal type wear. I have some mustache shaped bow ties that I would like to sell. And I'm probably just going to do these out of black walnut first.
Okay.
So I'm still prototyping one of the designs. I might try to put some acrylic in between the layers to kind of beef that up.
Okay, that's fun.
Which I'm 50-50 on if the laser is going to be able to cut it out.
Oh yeah, yeah, speaking of, yeah, for what laser you have.
Yeah, just the clean, just like the cleanliness of the cut versus through wood.
I listened to a podcast earlier all about the different angles the different lasers make and how there's a slight angle on that laser compared to the CO2 laser, which is a straight cut.
Yep. Yep. I mean, the panels that I got are sold by Glowforge. I got them at Michael's. And I was like, well, I don't have this laser, but let's see Why how not? It works.
I didn't even know they sold them at Michael's. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. They have the little like Glowforge sticker on the sheets and everything. I didn't know that was a thing.
I guess it's becoming more and more common in the everyday household. People are buying those for themselves, I guess. But that's a huge investment if it's just for your own pleasure. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to have just money if that's what you're buying for fun. Today, we're going to make the Eiffel Tower. You know, yeah. Let us play. Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, I think I'll be making, going to be making some bow ties. I have some, what are they called?
Bracelets?
Nope. For a collar on your arm.
Oh, cuff?
Cufflinks. I'm going to make some cufflinks.
Cool.
With the mustaches as well as tie clips. I might go with a different design. This is for my personal collection.
For your evening wear collection.
Imagine the wife comes home, I got my bow tie on. Hey.
You've never turned me on more, sir. That's what you'd hope she'd say. Oh, gosh.
I would.
What's your favorite part about the woodworking community?
Just the willingness to, for everyone just to like help out.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to figure things out on my own for the most part, but you know, everyone on Instagram is beyond willing to just jump in, you know, and
That's
help
pretty awesome.
Help clarify whatever it is, you know, guide. We're all guiding each other, you know, at certain points, I feel like. And that's probably one of the best parts that I like about it. And it's a good, I feel like I've become closer with way more people on Instagram. I talk to people more on Instagram than some of my family members. Like it's same. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I feel like it's a crazy relationship that I didn't know would even like come from, you know, posting pictures on a social networking site, you know,
showing people your desk control, you know, like who knew you'd get so much interaction because of that? You know, it's funny.
Look at my French cleats. Like, I don't know. Like,
you do a lot of shop videos though. I gotta say they're fun.
I do. Yeah, they're, I've tried to, so I have like a reel that my wife and I are going to try to put together. Cause I would like to try to do more, you know, like cameo type goofy, goofy things, you know, maybe mix it up and stuff. But the trouble is finding the audio, or like, I don't want to redo someone's idea too, you know, like
you can do your own audio.
Yeah.
Don't forget, people, you have your own voice. Use it.
I do.
You don't have to mimic somebody else. You can alter the tone of your voice.
It is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the last good reel my wife and I did was the Steve Harvey one, where it was like, name something that women find unattractive to men. And the girl goes, a mustache. So, you know, like I had my wife like sit at the desk and like pretend to hit the buzzer. And, you
know, that's awesome.
Like that was kind of like goofy. It was just like, oh, I mean, like that was targeted towards me. Like I have to use it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You know, like the Ace Ventura, like a glove quote, when I was putting my fridge in and stuff, and I was literally like sliding it in thinking that and stuff. And then later on I found that audio somewhere and I was just like, oh my gosh, I like actually recorded pushing the fridge in.
Perfect. Yeah. Like,
and it was perfect.
Everything like, is content. Everything is content.
I guess it is. Like, I didn't, for the longest time, I was like, this is boring. When I first started, I was just, you know, like working on something and I'm like, do all this recording and I look back through it and I'm like, this is boring me. I can't even imagine what somebody else would.
Yeah.
Like it,
people
but
find
it's all
the most interesting, like, sanding, me spraying, airbrushing black ink on the piece of wood and then sanding it off is very thrilling to people. You never know what they're
like
gonna
that.
Find. Yeah.
I do. I'm one of those people. I'm just
Ooh, look at it. It's so damn satisfying. I love seeing it. But like I never thought that other people would enjoy seeing those things too. So
yeah.
I think it is funny with the whole everything is content. It's a fun, catchy thing in your head. To make you realize that while you're doing the thing, is just pull out the damn camera. Like, just film, like, yep. I know you don't want to, but just film like a snippet, 2-3 seconds, you know?
I actually bought a second phone to record with, just with, I don't know, for Instagram Live sometimes, if you have a second phone, that's super helpful to be able to like,
to navigate
talk to people and stuff if you need to, without, because like I have my phone on a tripod and every time I like wave at someone, it like my camera's like, hey, going for a ride. That, and as a second shot for doing some of the cuts and stuff, and I was talking to someone and they were just like, so like how would you set up, you know, like multiple angles and stuff. I'm like, you just kind of have to think about, you know, like where you're going to start, where you're going to finish, you know, like if you're doing a chamfer on the edge of a table or something, maybe like put one on the end of the shot and put one on the beginning, you know, or like do an overhead
I love anything that you can get, like the camera is filmed, like you're interacting with it. Some of my favorite shots, you know.
Yep. Like when Lee from Regal Street put his phone through his planer.
Oh yes. People are crazy. First of all,
just like, oh yep, that's what it looks like.
I'll power carve towards mine, but then I'll zoom into it. I won't get too close. You can always adjust it later. But yeah, when they put their phones and things, I was like, wow. I mean, I'm sure you tested out the width and all that. You knew it'd be fine, but still, it's scary.
It is.
Expensive piece of equipment.
Right? Yeah. We'll see.
Nice to have that option. So it sounds like you... Okay, because I was curious of what you want to do with the whole situation with, like, you know, Instagram and content creation. Because I know you work a job in IT, and I know how stressful that is and how exhausting that is. So big question. Laser or CNC, what's next in your future?
CNC for sure.
CNC first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I might even, you know, do a wall mounted Onefinity.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about doing something like that. I just can't wrap my head around doing all the different hold downs and stuff that I would have to do because it's vertical.
Yeah.
So
I see it. And I mean, I understand. I just think of what a pain it is to put the wood on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where my mind
I mean, my laser is, I can like slightly move the camera. So that cross, that 2x4 crossbar that's like diagonal in the corner there, that's where my laser is right now. And I thought it would be really awesome having it, you know, up high and stuff and out of the way, because I mean, I don't need to stand over the laser and watch it do its job and stuff. So I moved that up there, and I'm not going to tell anyone that I hate it, but I hate it.
I was going to say, I would hate it too. That's way too out of the way.
Like step ladder every time.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's frustrating. But I do have a Wyze, WYZE camera that's mounted inside the enclosure. And that will go through to my Fire TV. So
that's nice.
I have the TV right on the other side of the enclosure. So I can just look up at the TV. I mean, it's not a straight overhead view, but like it's a diagonal. You know, if there's a fire, I can see it. I was trying to burn some. I didn't think it was too thick plywood, but I guess some plywood is just like with all the glue together and stuff, it can't cut through it all that fast and stuff. So I had Air Assist on, and I was on the phone with someone, I don't remember. And I think it was Jason. I was on the phone with Jason, and I didn't like the setting or something, and I went to turn it. I stopped the laser. However, the Air Assist was still going, and it had charred the piece, and the Air Assist was just blowing more fuel into flame. And it just started. I didn't get any of it on camera. And I had to like quickly unplug the power cord for the Air Assist. But that would have been perfect content. You know, like I didn't, I only had one phone and I was using it.
Well, you brought me to that.
Yep.
I can't believe that outfit that you had for Lee's video. That was the best, the unicorn.
Oh my gosh. That
hilarious.
That's come. Yeah. That I'm surprised that actually fits.
Something you've had for a while, is it?
No, we got married in 2018, and my bachelor party was like September, October of 2017. And my first, that was one of two unicorn outfits that I had to wear for my bachelor party.
Oh, I love it.
We went paintballing first in the morning, and I had like a unicorn like hat on, and I had long sleeves, and then I had like leggings basically, and I was all like multicolored and everything. I don't know what happened to that like get up, but it was covered in paintball. Like I
that's funny though.
I was stuck out like a sore thumb on the field. It was just like, oh, where's Matt? Oh yeah, everyone shoot.
So
at
you're
Matt.
Saying you've always liked to stand out, hence the mustache.
That was not by choice at all. I had zero choice. That was forced upon me.
Oh jeez.
The outfit that I had in Lee's video was one that I had to wear at night around the campfire and everything. So, and that was a never, I haven't worn a onesie since I was like, you know, a kid. And that's thing soft. It's comfy.
That's not what I was expecting you to say. You're it's, like, and now I wear it every week. It's my new fun couch, comfy, cozy area. Oh my God. I couldn't, I thought you were going to say like, it was like super uncomfortable. Cause I don't think I could pull that off, but it was hilarious. It's... Like you, the way that it was that, did your wife film it for you?
Yes, she did.
The and way she panned and stuff out, it was great.
Oh, we had better luck with another one of Lee's video a while back. Cause I wanted, there's this stupid like piano thing where he like puts his hands out and he does the back and forth. Yeah. I practiced that inside the house and stuff. And I was like watching some YouTube video. Like I had to watch it. I had to watch it in incognito mode so it didn't like skew my YouTube stuff. And I watched, and I, you know, like I would do it to my wife and she's like, no, that's not it at all. And I was like, well, whatever.
It was not good enough. Not good enough.
Give it a good old college try. And I totally forgot to do it. I didn't even remember.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's actually helpful having her help me record, because if it's just me, I'll you know, hit a spot and just be like, nope, throw it out, do it over, throw Done. It out, do it over. She's out here and she's like, nope, that's fine. And I was just like, oh.
All right.
Okay.
At least she's willing to come out there and do it. It's definitely like pulling teeth to get my husband to do that kind of stuff. He's like an old man, I swear. Like, he's younger than me, but he acts like he's an old man. Like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Oh, it's after 8.
Exactly. Now you really have to go out there. It's cold. Why? Like, yeah, please. I know it's only 25 degrees out, but please come film me.
I hope you enjoyed getting to know Matt. He is a great person, and I really, really love him, so I'm glad that we were able to sit down and chit-chat for a little bit. If you're looking for more content, I'm actually going to be interviewing Jimmy DiResta tonight on Sabretooth's channel on their Instagram page. So check that out. It'll be posted directly on their page after the interview, and I'm really excited for it. So tune into that, and then I'm also going live with the winners for the Workbench Cons wall control contest, and just a huge congratulations to Mary Lou, Luke, Sam, and Leslie on your win. They all submitted really funny and creative videos that showed their passion for either getting wall control or how much they really wanted to go to Workbench Con. So really appreciate that participation. Keep your eyes out for more contests and things and ways to get involved. And if you're going to buy a ticket and you haven't done that yet, use Night Carver in all caps and that'll save you $50 off. A huge thank you to Sabretooth for sponsoring this show. They're going to be at WorkbenchCon in March with Cecilia carving for us. And I am pumped. I'm going to be doing a little bit of social media for them. Obviously, I'll be doing social media for WorkbenchCon. So if you're going to be there, come by and say hello. All right, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye.